Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica, and if you're new to the show, I want to say welcome. I'm always excited to have a new show with new people in addition to regulars, so I really thank you for being part of the show. And during the show, we obviously tape the show, so if you're interested in listening to the archives, you can listen to them all the way back, as far back as you'd like, including today's show. So I want to share a little bit about myself. I'm an angelic walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, a minister of love, international radio host, and author of ebooks and books called Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and a brand new book and ebook called Transformation, which is my autobiography as an angelic walk-in, bringing the human consciousness to a higher frequency with amazing help of the beings that I'll be sharing with you a little bit later on, as well as I authored relaxation CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness, and inspirational stickers with amazing messages. As an angel walk-in, I provide, which I'll be doing today, angel messages without human filters. I also provide, outside of the show today, inner spirit activation sessions, energy alignments, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, public classes, and speaking engagements. All of this enhances your spiritual path, providing for deeper awareness, greater clarity, and heightened levels of love and joy and peace and vitality and prosperity. And I do this with the amazing assistance of these ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters, where I become a conduit for their beautiful, pure, loving energy, as well as channeled messages. And you can learn more about what I offer and about myself on the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's angelroselove.wix.com. And Wix is spelled wix.com/love. So this show incorporates a meditation as well as call-ins to get one question answered on a specific area that you would like to get some clarity on. So if you're interested in having an angel message session reading, you can call in at 347-996-5068. Again, that's 347-996-5068. So I love to start off with our meditation. It helps us to remember who we are rather than who we're not. So if you can close your eyes and take some really deep, deep, deep breaths. And just notice as you're closing your eyes and you're taking some deep breaths where your mind is at, your thoughts, if at all, are at. And if you have any thoughts, you can put them on these beautiful imaginary clouds, any color you'd like, any shape that you'd like, and afterwards, if you want to go look for them, you're more than welcome to climb up on the clouds and go find them. I don't think so. So as we take another deep breath and just allow the thoughts to just float away, and that helps us to see that when we don't put any attention or focus on the thoughts, we're able to move into our breath in a deeper way, into gaps of silence in a more expansive way, and allow ourselves to feel the vibration of love. And as you take another deep breath, just put your attention now onto your heart, allowing your heart to expand into greater levels of love. And just feel what it feels like to be very present with the vibration of love. And as you're taking another deep breath and noticing your heart, I want you to imagine it expanding slightly bigger than your body, slightly bigger than the room, planet, where you could feel the universal love just pouring in into this pureness of love, nurturing your heart. And when it's filled up with all this nurturing and pampering, you can bring the energy into the mind and into the body so that it also feels this vibration of love. And as you take another deep breath, just allow the lower part of your body to relax from your feet all the way up to the lower back and the lower stomach area. Just letting go of anything that is not as relaxed as you would like it to be. And as you take another deep breath, focusing from your shoulders as you let go all the way down to your hands and fingers, relaxing. Allowing your breath to just be very present with the choice of being in the moment with peace. And then focusing from your shoulders all the way down to your base of your feet, relaxing. And just allow every part of your body to relax, your heart to open up and be more at peace. With each breath, you notice you're becoming more relaxed, your thoughts are becoming more silent. And if you choose, you can focus on being happy and more open with the vibration of love, which is the highest vibration on this planet. And then focusing from your shoulders all the way up to the top of your head, this pureness of love. Being able to relax and let go again of any thoughts that come up and just put them on those imaginary clouds. And just notice as you stay very present in the moment what it feels like to be open in the vibration of love with gaps of silence. Or positivity and gratitude. And then taking three deep, deep, deep breaths. As you slowly come back into the room, noticing where your feet are resting, noticing where your hands are resting. Noticing as you're sitting or lying down, being extremely present in the moment, fully aware. And when you're ready, you could slowly come back, opening your eyes, giving yourself a big hug, and just allowing yourself to be extremely present in the moment. And just allow yourself to stay in that silence and just allow yourself to feel the presence of the moment, the awareness of the room you're in and the surroundings, and giving yourself permission to feel joy. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. Just allowing yourself to know what it feels like to be extremely present in the moment. And so welcome again if you're new to the show. The call-in number is 347-996-5068 if you would like to have a specific angel message reading. And so I'm going to make some announcements and then we'll check in and see if there's any calls. So our next show, already we're in May, welcome to May, is next week, and we come into an 11 o'clock show at that point. So if you're interested in being involved next week at 11 o'clock, that would be awesome. And also, I want to tell you a little bit about my new book, It's called transformation. It's about transforming your life from a human duality type of living, which could encompass fears, insecurities, limitations, negativities, to that of more of a oneness connection to the vibration of love, bringing in greater levels of heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. And I have channeled messages in the book, so it talks about all these beautiful beings that I have a relationship with and their messages that they share to help with the deep awakening of one's consciousness to greater levels, and also the ability to really know what it feels like to still be in the human form as an inner spirit being, having a human experience and doing it fully and completely with heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. And so it's one of my dearest experiences. I also have two other books, Living Life as You Always Dreamed and Secrets to Running a Successful Business, which was the first book that was written, and also Relaxation CDs, Being a Certified Hypnotist. This helps you to bring with high vibrational music and also being able to be very centered in the present moment with relaxation to help you to wake up and be able to enjoy life in greater ways. I also have an online series that is Spiritual Journey from Human Consciousness to Spiritual Oneness. And there's classes that you can get involved in, a three-week meditation class that you can get involved in that helps to support the awakening of the human mind, the awakening of the human emotions, the awakening of the human body to really experience the truth rather than the illusions that keep us stuck in fears, insecurities, limitations, negativities, etc. And so you allow yourself to become more of a vessel of this amazing joy that life can offer you when you're open and receptive to experiencing that. And I have also private sessions, angel messages, activation sessions, energy alignments, and so much more. So I hope you'll get involved and jump in and experience it. So let's see if we have any callers. Today may be a slow day. We usually have about 5 or 6 callers, and we did have one. It was area code 631. I noticed that call just dropped off. So if you're interested in having a reading, the number again is 347-996-5068. And I'm going to tune in and see if there's any messages to share. Thank you for those that have logged in on the chat box. You're welcome to also send messages if you'd like. We have quite a number of people on the chat box. So if you're interested in calling in, you're more than welcome. Or you can sit back and enjoy the messages and the meditation and all the fun stuff. And if we get any calls, we'll also, a lot of times when we have calls and we have questions, it also answers other people's questions without even having to call in. So that's also another opportunity. And so May is one of those big months. We just moved out of a Mercury retrograde. We went direct today. Actually, I believe we may have gone direct yesterday, but in my opinion, it feels more direct today. And what that means is that we start to have more of a flow with the way we communicate in our relationships, the way we connect with others, with ourselves. And this Mercury retrograde, which followed a Venus retrograde, really brought up, and the Venus has to do with love and relationships as well, whereas the Mercury retrograde has to do with how we connect. And so as all of this is being brought to the surface, it's part of this deep awakening that we're going through in helping us to purify and transform that of which is no longer part of our spiritual evolution, so that we could start to wake up those components, wake up those beliefs, those paradigms, those outdated thought systems, and bring it to more of a heightened level of love. And so as we start moving into this month, this is an opportunity to really, now that we're moving more into a flow of spring, this is where things start to manifest and really start to come out in a way that we may have put a lot of attention or focus on, and how important it is to then let go of the attachment around it. so that we can actually nurture whatever it is that we're creating with love and attention, and then let go of any attachments around it and just celebrate as if it's already arrived, and celebrate each moment in life as if it's already part of your day-to-day life, of choosing to be happy and choosing to be at peace and so forth. So this is an opportunity to really be present in the moment. And when we let go of all that ego control, then we have the opportunity to really enjoy life in a greater way than when we allow our ego to control certain things through forcing outcomes or through judgment or through fears or insecurities. We actually create more of a conflict and sometimes even barriers or stagnation, which prevents us from having more of a flow with the universe and a connection with the universe in these heightened levels. And so this is an opportunity to really be able to stay very present in the moment and choose in that very moment to be in joy, in peace, in love. Because when you're connected to your spirit and less to the human belief systems, the human conditions, whether they're internal or external conditions, you're able to really have what is called the unknown adventures of life. And when you look at the unknown adventures of life, where you don't know, because your human part of you, the human thought process, the beliefs are no longer running your life, you actually create more innovative ways of living life, like an artist that creates a new picture or an inventor that invents something. You actually invent or create from the very moment through the process of being in the present moment and connecting with the universe in the vibration of love. And so that way you're living more on purpose and be able to enjoy life more. And with the unknowns, you're able to see things more from a positive perspective of possibilities rather than that of fearing it or insecure from it or negative about it or creating limitations around it. It allows you to really stay very much in the moment with it all. And so I hope you enjoyed this message. I know we have some more people that had logged in. If you missed any of this, the great thing about it is you can go and listen to the archives and be able to get the full channeled message from these beings that I work with. Again, if you're interested in having a one question specific angel message reading, you can call 347-996-5068. The great thing about it is we normally have about 5 or 6 callers, and today we have a quiet day. You can have a little bit more time and attention in your area of your question if you'd like to call in. And otherwise, we're going to go into a meditation and we'll end the show a little bit early today. So we'll start off with making a few more announcements. Next week is the next show, and that is going to be on the 10th at 11 o'clock. And so you can tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and be able to enjoy it. We always have the show the first Wednesday at 3:30 and then the second Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I also added a third Saturday. I thought I would play with that and see how that goes. During the summer months, I may take a break, but for now, I'm going to see how that flows. And that's at 1:30, and that's going to be on May 20th, so at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on a Saturday. Okay, so let's go ahead. And again, if you're interested in having a reading, the number is 347-996-5068. And so I'm going to do just a quick meditation and just kind of have people tune in and just kind of really feel the vibration of this amazing spring that is so important to have. So if we can close our eyes and just allow ourselves to take some deep breaths and just notice what it feels like to be in the present moment as we allow ourselves to just experience the vibration of prosperity. Sometimes when we're looking for relationships or looking for a new job or moving or anything in life, when we come from this vibration of prosperity, we bring the vibration to a different frequency that allows us to open up the connection to the universe delivering a lot easier than if we worry about it or we dig up the seed that we planted around it or we continually focus on not having it and missing out on it. So this is an opportunity to really feel something that you would like to have in your life and bringing it into a vibration of prosperity, into a vibration of celebration, into a vibration as if it's already here. So as you're taking a deep breath, I want you to imagine if you have something that you're interested in having into your life, whether it's more of what you currently have or something that you currently would like to experience. I want you to imagine having that written on a note in one sentence. It could be a new job, it could be a new home, it could be a new relationship, it could be more money. You get to decide. I want you to put it in a very positive place, like, I am experiencing an amazing loving relationship. I am experiencing an amazing loving home that nurtures my soul. I'm experiencing an amazing phenomenal job that appreciates my talents and abilities. I am experiencing this abundance of continual flow of financial prosperity. Those are some examples. And I want you to imagine writing that on this piece of paper. And then I want you to imagine folding that piece of paper, putting it in an envelope, and putting a huge heart on that envelope. And then hold that envelope onto your heart. And imagine feeling this vibration of prosperity going into this envelope, where it expands into a celebration of love, a celebration of already having it, a celebration of being present with the enjoyment around it. Really feel this energy around this, what you would feel like if it was in your life right now in this very moment. Notice where your heart is. Is it more open? Is your mind more accepting? Is your body more excited? Just allow yourself to embrace it really strong. Taking three deep breaths while you're doing this. Bring your breath all the way down and really feel even deeper now this excitement, like you're celebrating the new beginning of this experience. Notice how you feel inside. Feel the gratitude in your mind, the appreciation in your heart, the embracing in your body. Really feel it fully and completely. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take this envelope and I want you to lift it all the way up to the sky, like you're giving it to God, the universe, Christ, whichever your belief pattern is, Buddha, whatever your belief system is. I want you to hand it over to the universe with as much excitement as you can possibly feel, and then let go of the envelope and imagine the universe, God, Christ, Buddha, whichever you use, receiving this and you becoming a receptive vehicle to that experience with so much appreciation and gratitude inside. And I want you to feel in your body like you let go of the attachment around it and that it's already done and that you're getting out of the way and allowing the universe to bring it into your life fully and completely with a sense of excitement, a sense of it's done. And again, taking three deep breaths and just allowing yourself to just know that all is well, and that you're excited about it, fully open and receptive to experiencing this. Sometimes I hear people when I do readings or do sessions, they say they're ready for it. And then I'll ask the question, well, how open are you to receiving it? How receptive are you? How open are you to celebrating it in life, even before you have it? And usually that's the key that opens up the door. So I want you to really feel your heart being receptive to it. Really feel what it feels like to be happy and enjoying it, rather than missing it or feel like you missed out on something. That'll shut the energy flow. I want you to feel it like it's done. You got it. The universe is bringing it on. And you're excited because even before the universe has brought it into the physical realm, you could feel it in an energy format on the ethereal realm, and you're excited and celebrating it without feeling like where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, which again is human conditions trying to force an outcome. Very easy to have that come about. And for now, you're going to just let that all go and just let the universe take over rather than the ego trying to figure out how, when, and where. You're just letting go and just trusting that the universe is going to bring it to you. And all that is necessary for you is to be able to stay very present in the moment, like it's a done deal. And just feel that excitement as you breathe all the way in. So much gratitude, so much appreciation, so much excitement. Really feel it in your body. And then when you're ready, all you're going to do is open up your eyes and just have a big smile on your face. And from this point forward, you're going to focus on the abundance of that of which you wrote on that letter from each day forward, the abundance of it. It's a done deal. You have it. Now you're focusing on celebrating it and allowing the universe to deliver it. And you're feeling as if it's already done without looking around for it or attempting to figure out how or when it's going to come about. All you're doing now from this point forward is you're nurturing like a seed in the soil. You're feeding it with love. You're feeding it with excitement. You're feeding it with appreciation and gratitude. And that's where you want to keep your attention from this point forward. And keep it to yourself for a while. Just, you know, keep the excitement, the energy flowing for yourself to feel and experience and amplify from this point forward so that you allow yourself to really put all your energy and attention on the excitement of it rather than the missing out of it. And allow the universe, according to this, the universal timing, to bring it all about. And just be in the faith and the trust that it's already done. And so again, taking three deep and just feeling the presence of that. And I'm looking so forward to hearing what comes about. Obviously, you can listen to the archives of this and you could share it with others and download it and really be able to experience this on a day-to-day basis to help remind you of the truth of how the universe works in so forth. And a lot of this is covered in the new book that I wrote called Transformation. So I hope you'll get a copy and treat yourself. And you can get that on the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E dot Wix, WIX.com/love. And so I want to say I am so excited, and I can't believe the show is already towards its completion. We did a longer meditation than I thought. So the next show is next week on Wednesday on the 10th at 11 o'clock. And I hope you have an awesome weekend, an awesome day. Keep smiling and enjoy the moment of life. Peace and blessings. Hey, Jules, I saw you. Love, love, love.